As you are probably aware, there's been a devastating fire that has wiped out the town of Lahaina on the island of Maui in Hawaii. And this, it's being blamed on wildfires, but who set the wildfire? Increasingly, and I'm not saying that we don't have proof that this is the case here, but increasingly we see that left-wing climate extremist arsonists are the people who are setting these fires because they want more wildfires in order to blame climate change. And then they can use this to, you know, further their political agenda to try to stop fossil fuels and convince everybody that, you know, climate change is real. Look, everything's on fire. But it's often them setting things on fire. So a lot of climate change extremists or cultists are actually arsonists slash terrorists. And it really makes you wonder. I mean, many of them have been caught, by the way, in Europe and other places as well. Makes you wonder if the devastation of Lahaina was actually caused by an arsonist. 36 people are reported dead. That's the last number that I saw. And by the way, I believe I'm pronouncing it correctly, Lahaina. I think Americans tend to call it Lahaina, just like they say Maui instead of Maui. You know, I try to pronounce the names of towns and cities the way they're pronounced in the local dialect, you know, just for cultural accuracy. Like if there's a city or a town in Arizona that is El Campo, right? It just means the country in Spanish, but El Campo, you know, but Americans say El Campo, you know, it kind of butchers it, you know. And it's not Maui, it's Maui. So at least that's my understanding. Anyway, aside from that, understand that every key narrative of the radical left, whether it's climate change or Nazis or even racism, has to be demonstrated through endless hoaxes. So you've seen all the hoaxes, like the race hate hoaxes or the race crime hoaxes, where very often these young radical people of color will be caught. They'll be caught setting fire to a cross in their own front yard or spray painting Nazi symbols on the sides of their own buildings or dorms or churches or whatever. And very often they admit to it. There was a young black gal recently that just claimed she had been kidnapped by a white guy and disappeared for 2 days and led the police on a wild goose chase. And turns out she made the whole thing up. She admitted it, she confessed, and she's asking for forgiveness. It's like, what's going on, girl? Why would you just make up that some crazy white guy kidnapped you and you disappear for 2 days? I mean, that's mental illness right there. But there's a lot of fake race, hate crime hoaxes that are going on all the time. And then climate change hoaxes are, again, the arsonists setting fire to things and saying, look how bad the climate is. Same thing is true with these so-called Nazi groups. Like there's this one group in America called Patriot Front, which is really just a bunch of feds dressed up as Nazi-looking scary dudes. It's just the feds, man. It's the FBI running a Nazi group because they gotta have footage for CNN. You know, to brainwash the gullible people who believe what they see on CNN. And so, again, whether it's Nazism or climate change or racism, the left, they're always the ones acting it out. They're the ones putting on the theatrical displays to try to create the illusion that there's all this racism and all these Nazis everywhere and all this horrible climate change damage being caused. It's all theater, folks. 100% theater. I'm not saying there aren't a few actual skinhead Nazis running around, but they're far and few between. I've never even met one in my whole life, by the way. I've never encountered a skinhead, actual Nazi, you know, Hitler lover person. Never encountered an actual racist person, even in rural Texas. I mean, not that I knew. I mean, nobody ever used any racist language around me. Then again, you might say, well, maybe I'm not hanging out with all the racists. Okay, yeah, perhaps. Maybe they're out there somewhere, deeper in the woods or something, but it's not as common as the establishment wants you to believe. There's really not that much racism remaining, at least, I should say, among the parts of society that I'm familiar with. and there's really not much Nazism remaining anywhere, and there's really not that much damage being caused by, quote, climate change. It's mostly arson, and it's, you know, it's a media psyop, just like COVID. Look, the truth is, I mean, this is the simple truth that they don't want you to know. Most people, whether they're black people, white people, Asian people, Latino people, whatever, most people just want to get along. Most people have no problem with other people of a different color, ethnicity, race, even sexual orientation. Most people just want to get along. But the narrative of division is what is always pushed by the media. Again, because they have to create this illusion that everything's, you know, the earth is going to be destroyed unless we give up fossil fuels and air conditioners and everybody has to drive electric cars. Otherwise, all our cities will burn. Not true. Not true. Now, let's suppose that Lahaina was devastated by an actual wildfire. Well, okay, even then, if it wasn't arson, you do know that wildfires have existed on the planet since the beginning of the planet, essentially. Since the first year that there were trees, trees have burned. Why is that? Lightning, for one thing. There's lightning, there's wind, there's drought, heat conditions. This has been going on since the beginning of time. And forests create fuel for fires. And this is why forests burn from time to time. It's actually a natural part of the life cycle of forests and grasslands is for them to burn occasionally. It's not an unnatural thing. But all of a sudden, since the climate cult wants to scare everybody to death, now like every storm is a climate change event. Even just bad weather now is climate change. Oh, look, it's hot, it's dry, oh, it's rainy, oh, it's cold. It's all climate change. Well, when I was growing up, it was just called the weather. It wasn't called climate change, just the weather. You had a forecast, some days hot, some days it's cold. And some days it's rainy, some days it's not. Sometimes you have a drought, sometimes you have a flood. It's just called weather, by the way. But now Joe Biden says, he was just asked about this in a recent interview, that he's going to grant, I guess, climate asylum status or something. I'm not sure. He didn't use those words exactly, but he's going to grant illegals entry into the United States if they left a country that had bad weather. So now bad weather is the only justification needed to get into the United States as an illegal, but then I guess granted weather asylum or something. I mean, this makes no sense at all. Because, of course, the climate cultists are saying that there's also bad weather in the United States. So if you're fleeing bad weather in some other country, and you're coming to America where there's more bad weather, then how does that make any sense? It doesn't even add up. You know, if you're fleeing political persecution from some, you know, horrible government regime somewhere, like New York City or something, or no, let's say like Venezuela, if you're fleeing Venezuela to come to America, the idea is that America is supposed to not be like Venezuela. Like you're fleeing political persecution and you hope to not be persecuted in America, right? But if you're fleeing bad weather and you're coming to America where there's more bad weather, because that's what the climate cultists are constantly telling us, that it's horrible everywhere, then it doesn't matter where you go. So what's the point of climate asylum? It makes no sense whatsoever. But I guess we're going to have now climate refugees and the climate relocation centers and climate lockdowns, because everything now is focused on climate, even though the entire climate change narrative is pure delusion, absolute fiction. There's not a shred of truth to it. But it's just going to be the new way to control the human masses. If they want to lock you down, you being, let's say, Americans, oh, well, they can just declare a climate emergency and a climate lockdown and climate curfew, climate enforcement. That's all they have to do. But if they want some other group to be mobilized to come to America, like, let's say, you know, people from Central America, you know, come on in, Nicaraguans, or maybe, even further south, go down to Colombia. Come on in, Colombians. You can be mobile. You can come because, well, you're climate refugees. But the American people are under climate lockdowns, which, again, this makes no sense. I mean, if one group of people are being forced to lock down, why is another group of people being told, you know, please migrate and move? Again, it's all BS. It's all just an excuse for the government to oppress people and control people while they make up completely bogus reasons for all of it. It's just endless narratives, endless excuses, and again, none of it actually adds up in the real world. But this is the era in which we live now. It's all fake narratives. It's all theater. It's all Truman Show. You're being shown things, you know, like race hate hoaxes, because they're playing to your mind. They're trying to convince you to believe things that are not real. You know, climate's a great example of that. Every time there's a hot day, they're like, oh, the earth is boiling. The whole planet's boiling. The oceans are boiling. Not boiling. If they were boiling, we'd all be dead. If the oceans were literally boiling. They're not boiling. It's just hyperbole on the part of the press. They're just exaggerating. Oh, record high ocean temperatures. Actually, not if you look at history. Ocean water has been warm before, right next to the beach, because the water's not very deep right there. And if you want cooler water, just go deeper. Just go farther offshore. Gets cooler, gets deeper. Cooler water. Ocean water temperatures have not budged in any legitimate, perceptible way for as long as they've been recording the temperatures. And even land temperatures have not really moved, except they can create the illusion that they have by setting up temperature sensors on like airport tarmacs where it's blacktop. It's like a giant solar collector for sun heat. And that's where they put the temperature sensors. And then they say, oh my gosh, look how hot it is. Yeah, if you lay on the tarmac at the airport, you're going to bake. But don't do that. Go out into the rural areas where it's, well, you're not being baked by a solar collecting blacktop tarmac. It's all about where they put the temperature sensors, folks. And they put them where they want to put them to get the hottest temperatures possible. And that's not called science. That's called bullshit. That's all that is just bullshit. And the greatest example of this theater in recent memory, by the way, is J6. So January 6th, they had cops going undercover, FBI undercover, instigators. This was all about creating the theater of insurrection and hoping they could get a few Trump supporters to go along with it so they could then level criminal charges against Trump. They tried to arrest Alex Jones and Roger Stone, and they have arrested and charged and prosecuted hundreds of people who were there, who were peaceful, who were just peacefully protesting. But they had to create the illusion of an insurrection where nobody was armed, by the way, other than the cops, the Capitol Police. So how do you have an insurrection without armaments, by the way? Nobody was armed. So the whole thing was theater. It was all staged. It's a giant false flag operation. In fact, COVID was largely a theater as well. I mean, let me be clear, the bioweapon is real. They did build SARS-CoV-2 as a self-replicating spike protein weapon. They did build the vaccine weapons. So they did build weapons. They deployed weapons on certain cities, and people did get sick and died. But what I mean is, all the psyop of, oh, we're all going to die unless we give up our rights. We all have to be locked down. We all have to have vaccine mandates. We all have to wear masks. You have to keep your children home from school. You have to shut down your local business, your gymnasium, whatever. That was all theater. It was all theater. Oh, and they killed people in the hospitals in order to create the illusion that COVID was more deadly than it really was. So that was, in one sense, it was theater, but in another sense, it was real murder. But it was murder to create the impression that COVID was killing lots of people, when in reality, it was the hospitals that were killing people. the hospitals became murder factories. So think about everything that you're observing around you right now in society, in the news, in your life. Notice how much of it is just theater. They're just putting on a show. Again, you know, climate change, racism, Nazis, whatever, J6, it's all theater. It's a theater for your mind. And most people fall for the theater because it's pretty convincing theater. It's hard for people to learn to think for themselves. I mean, you can, obviously, if you're listening to this, but the oblivious masses don't have much practice thinking for themselves, and so it's a very difficult skill set for them. And if you encourage them to exercise thinking for themselves, they will reject it. Oh, we can't think for ourselves. That might go against the establishment, you know, something like that. Because they're so desperate, you know, to comply with the obedience demands of the establishment regime. Yeah, there are a lot of sheeple in this world. A lot of NPCs, a lot of programmable life forms. Very few people who actually can think for themselves. So congratulate yourself for being one of the few who can think for yourself. And every time you see something that's attributed to climate change, ask the question, is that just theater? Because probably it is. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. And also check out my podcasts and interviews at brighteon.com. Take care.